In terms of non-football issues, obviously it's a big year for the club with the Rugby World Cup, and that must be very exciting, and I'm sure plans are going ahead. Is there anything else? I mean, you've got under-20s rugby here, you've got the World Cup rugby, but what about other things? And concerts, obviously, is something that the club has done before. What's under consideration?
Well, pretty much everything. I mean, the key to any football club, and particularly a stadium environment, is to try and make this asset work all year round. The challenge we have this summer with the Rugby World Cup, you know, looming large, is that our window to get concerts is very narrow. So unless we were able to drop a concert into a very, very tiny window, it was always going to be difficult to pull off a concert this year. It hasn't quite worked, but we are available for that small window. And so therefore, for some promoters that are looking to extend tour dates for certain acts that will be in the country at that time, you know, we're a very good backup option. So we haven't yet ruled out the possibility. We're also in talks with the rugby authorities about a possible European Cup semi-final game, which, you know, again, depending on how the draw goes and depending on which teams qualify, we would be a possible venue for that. Certainly no means guaranteed. And obviously that on the back of the under-20s game and also the 2015 Rugby World Cup in September, you know, it's going to be great to have a very different audience here, an international audience here, and fantastic exposure, not just for the stadium, but also the city on a worldwide basis. So we're very excited about the year ahead of us.
Is boxing something that you've considered? I know Chris Eubank Jr. says he'd love to fight in Sussex, and this would probably be the only place he could probably do it.
We would love to look at that. And again, you know, we feel that we've got a venue here that isn't just world-class for football, it's world-class for many things. We've got a great transport plan, we've got fantastic relationships with both our local authorities either side of us, the two universities either side of us, and we also think that we've got a lot to offer in terms of event organisation and marketing. So, you know, we're getting increasing numbers of inquiries from different sports, different event owners who are looking at the Amex as being a potentially good South Coast venue. We're close to London, we've got good transport links, we've got a fantastic local community that support big events. So all of those things are possible going forward, and we've now got a team in place in the club that are constantly looking at doing quite different things. Similarly, in the summer, you know, we want to try and tap into the tourist market that exists in Brighton during the summer, and so we're looking at a number of different things that we could, not this summer because of the World Cup to worry about, but in future summers, make the Amex more of a tourist attraction when people come down, and there's a few exciting things that we're looking at on that front as well.
Obviously, a place to stay would obviously help, and I know the plans for the hotel. How's that going?
It's going okay. You know, we're now progressing along the process that Martin Perry knows so well, and he's the expert. So, you know, I'm very happy to leave that in Martin's capable hands. But that's something, again, that we feel is important for the future of the stadium, not just in terms of an income stream, but also in terms of expanding this venue as a place that can take on different events. And at the moment, we tend to be a one-day conference venue. A hotel gives us a chance to make ourselves a 2 or 3 day conference venue because we can accommodate people, and typically business people don't like to move around too much when they're in the middle of a convention. So the hotel expands our horizons in different ways. It's not going to change our fortunes overnight. It's not designed to, but it is designed to make our venue more viable for more people more often. And that's got to be good for the future of the long-term future of the football club.
Just finally, I don't want you to put, you know, words in the chairman's mouth, but we haven't been able to speak to him. But how's he feeling at the moment about matters sort of on the pitch and sort of in and around the stadium as well at the moment?
I think we're all disappointed. We're all disappointed with the season we've had. It wasn't what we expected. It wasn't what we hoped for. It wasn't what we planned for. So I think, you know, like all of our fans, like me, like the management team here, particularly the coaches and the players, you know, we're frustrated. We're disappointed with the season we've had. We feel in some cases we've perhaps not got as much as we've deserved from games, but that's football. We can't, you know, change that. We can't harp back on it. We can't make excuses. The league table is what it is at this stage of the season. We're in a battle. We know that. We need to keep now going until we're into a position of safety. Once we're in that position, then we can really start thinking hard about what we need to do in the summer to put ourselves back in a position to challenge again. And the structure here, the infrastructure that we've created, is about challenging. It isn't about being satisfied with where we are at the moment or even in the middle of this table. We want to be challenging at the top end. There's never any guarantees in football, particularly in the championship level, of getting what you ultimately desire. But we need to be putting ourselves in the best possible place to give ourselves that chance again. And that's what our intention will be come this summer, come next season.
So with the e-cash, what will happen? Those people who did use e-cash did get discounts in the past. What will happen to them?
Well, the first thing is we've agreed with our caterers for next season that we're freezing catering prices. So, you know, any sort of loss of that discount will be slightly absorbed by that. Secondly, we've agreed with our caterers that we'll be running a series of pre-match discounts on a range of different products every single match day, so that people will actually get the benefit, more people will get the benefit, because so few at the moment use eCash and therefore get those discounts. So for the discounts applying across the board, more people will benefit, and we think it will be a faster transaction process, which means people's service will improve both before the match and particularly at half time.